Christian greetings, everyone, to this week's Truth Provided broadcast. This is Nicholas from Presence of God Ministry. The website is www.remnantofgod.org. In today's program, as usual, I have some articles and some email questions to share with you, so let's get right to it. This first article is a bit of an upsetting article. The headline reads, Vatican University debuts Satanism classes. Associated Press reporting. Rome. Worried about the lure of the devil, a Vatican-linked university on Thursday debuted its latest course offering a class on Satanism, black magic, and exorcism. The class for clergy and seminarians at Rome's Pontifical Academy, Regina Apostolorum, arose from alarm about what some religious officials see as satanic practices among young people, especially in Italy. In one case in Italy in January, members of a heavy metal band called Beasts of Satan were ordered to stand trial for their alleged role in three ritual killings. One of the victims was a 19-year-old stabbed to death in 1998. She may have been targeted because her killers believed she was a personification of the Virgin Mary, prosecutors contend. A major theme of the first day's course was how to differentiate between a person who is possessed and someone who is simply suffering psychological problems. Rome exorcist Francesco Bamante described how he works with a team of priests and psychologists to make the distinction between, or rather, before deciding whether to go through with the exorcism. If not, I would be inundated with requests from people who don't need me, said Bamante, who said he performs about 20 exorcisms a year. The Vatican is also concerned about a growing number of young people who develop what instructors call personal forms of Satanism, outside the sects that are closely monitored by police. They often learn about the devil through the internet. It's a more spontaneous and hidden phenomenon, a problem of loneliness and isolation, a problem of emptiness that is fulfilled by the values of Satanism, said one of the teachers, Carlo Clamati, a specialist on youth culture and Satanism. Clamati said, concerned parents have been asking for special courses for priests. The Pontifical Academy is run by Legionnaires of Christ, a conservative order, and teachers for the class include exorcists and psychiatrists. In 1999, the Vatican issued its first new guidelines in 1614 for driving out devils, offering cautions to exorcists about taking psychiatric problems into account. The updated exorcism rite, first issued in Latin and contained in a red leather-bound book, that's interesting, was a reflection of Pope John Paul II's efforts to convince the skeptical that the devil is very much in the world. At the time, he gave a series of homilies denouncing the devil as a cosmic liar and murderer. Among the signs of possession by the devil, according to the church teaching, are speaking in unknown tongues and demonstrating physical force beyond one's natural capacity. Doesn't the Word of God say, in Psalms chapter 101, verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Yet the Vatican is now to teach about the wicked things. Imagine, if you will, some of the lessons. I mean, they're going to need photos as well as videos to show the sexual perverted acts as well as sacrificial killings Satanists perform on a regular basis. Will this not be used by Satan to entice rather than enrich, as the Vatican claims? The Word of God says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, finally, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. But the Pope of Rome says, oh no, 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 no. Whatsoever things are a lie, whatsoever things are dishonest, whatsoever things are unjust, whatsoever things are impure, whatsoever things are ugly, whatsoever things are of a bad report, if there be any vice, and if there be any blasphemy, think on these things instead. And what's worse, go home and do some homework assignments on these things as well. All forms of decadence are found in Satanism. Every evil thought or action is of the enemy of souls. And now we see the Roman Catholic Church offering college courses on these evil thoughts and actions? Well, the truth of the matter is this. What better entity on earth than the synagogue of Satan to teach such tripe? This, by the way, is the same church that said Harry Potter is a wholesome pastime for the youth of their church. You know, it's no wonder Daniel called this beast in Rome a king that understands dark sentences. This is truly mind-boggling how people can't see that. I don't get this. You know, in the article, it also stated that Rome exorcist Francisco Bamante described how he works with a team of priests and psychologists to make the distinction before deciding whether to go through with the exorcism. Now, you know, one would think that this is all well and good, but where in the Word of God do you see Jesus or even his apostles seeking out a team of advisors and those that come forth possessed of demons? Are they possessed or not? You'll start thinking about it. They have a big old meeting about it. No. I mean, see, this is what happens when you don't have the Holy Spirit's gift of discernment telling you that a demon's involved. These clouds without rain are no more capable of casting a demon out than is their head exorcist, their teacher. In fact, the Pope himself is unable to cast out demons. Case in point, do you remember these articles I shared, a few months ago on the broadcast? Headline, Vatican Exorcism Fails, September 12, 2000. A British newspaper has reported an unusual encounter with the devil in the Vatican, with Pope John Paul himself attempting an exorcism of a possessed young woman. The Telegraph reported, the Pope carried out an impromptu exorcism on a teenage girl after she began screaming insults in a cavernous voice during an audience in the Vatican City. Despite the Pope's efforts and those of his chief Satan buster, some priest named Gabriel Amorth, the girl remained possessed. The devil's voice sneeringly laughed from within her at the Pope's failed attempt to drive him away, said the British news organization. Okay? It was also reported in the Electronic Telegraph. The headline read, the devil defeats the Pope in the Vatican exorcism battle. And later on in the article, they more or less say word for word what this other article said, but towards the end it said that priest by the name of Amorth claimed that the Vatican had attempted to cover up the affair. He said, I exorcised the very same girl on the day before the incident, together with another exorcist by the name of Giancarlo Gramolazzo. Now, if she was exorcised the day before, how come she's still possessed? You know, this kind of reminds you. I mean, you know, like when I hear about the laughing, the devil's voice sneeringly laughed from within her, right? Doesn't this remind you of something that happened in Scriptures? Acts chapter 19, verses 13 to 16? It says this. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, okay, they were exorcists, these guys, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. You know, like those that have no faith in Jesus, but plenty of faith in Paul, or men, if you will, the Pope and his head exorcist were unable to remove demons from this young girl, just like the sons of Sceva, the Pope has faith in mankind. That's it. If the head exorcist... No, wait a minute. If the Pope himself can't exorcise a demon from a young girl, how do they expect the students of that head exorcist to be able to do so? It's all a farce, people. It's a money-making farce. It's an opportunity for them to allow what they want taught in the Vatican, and that is Satanism. In fact, they have no intentions of teaching people how to fight Satanism at all. Why do I say that? Well, first of all, Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 26, if Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself, and how can his kingdom stand, right? Number two, besides the fact that every prophecy that has ever been uttered regarding Antichrist has in fact been fulfilled in the Vatican, were you aware of number three. Satanism discovered in Vatican is the headline. In recent weeks, a firestorm has been raging in Italy. The controversy revolves around the statements Archbishop Emmanuel Malingo, who made the formal allegations that satanic activity is taking place inside the Vatican. When questioned by the Italian press about the allegations, he said that he stood by them. The Archbishop chose the Fatima 2000 International Congress on World Peace held in Rome in November of 1996, hosted by the Fatima Crusader magazine, as a platform to first make these allegations public. This came out on February 28, 1999, and no less than Fatima.org reported on it as well, a Roman Catholic website, mainstream website. Another headline, news of animal sacrifice in the Catholic Mass. This comes from worthynews.com. Thomas Horn reporting. He says, Human Life International reported yesterday that South Africans are calling for ancestor worship and animal sacrifices to be included in the liturgy of the Mass. According to Archbishop Buete Thigali of Bloemfontein, plans to include African pagan rites during the Mass is in a response to the Vatican's invitation to enculturate Catholic rites. Hearing that both priests and lay people were making such plans, an outraged priest by the name of Richard Welsh, president of the Human Life International, steamed. In the letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul discussed the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross with the following words, "For it is impossible that with the blood of oxen, goats, sins should be taken away. Sacrifice and oblation thou would not. Behold, I come." He takes away the first, that he may establish that which follows. We are sanctified by the oblation of the body of Jesus Christ once. Okay, I agree with that priest on that one point. What they're doing in Africa is wrong. They went ahead and did it anyway. They went ahead and killed, they went ahead and continued or started Catholic church masses with animal sacrifices on the altars. And if you don't believe me, on my website I have a page called the Quickie Page. And I haven't updated it in a long time because I do other things now with a newsletter, and I have a current an urgent breaking news page now and all this other stuff. But the Quickie Page, all I used to do was just throw articles on there and have little comments, like small articles, little comments about the article, right? At the bottom of the Quickie Page, it says Quickie Archives page. Click that. It's in the current events section, by the way. The Quickie Page is in the current events section of the website. When you get to the Quickie Archives page, give it time to load up, especially if you got dial-up, because I got hundreds of articles on that page. And then scroll all the way down to the bottom, near the bottom. You'll see a picture of a dead goat laying on the ground next to an altar. That's the first goat they killed. The article and everything's right there for you to read. So nowhere on earth do we see such a culmination of facts exposing the Vatican as we see in the Roman Catholic papacy. Is this by coincidence, or better yet, a right-wing conspiracy, no doubt? Can all these connections be mere happenstance? Or is there an outside influence at work here? Daniel chapter 8, verse 24 says, "And this power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper, and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people." The power of the papacy indeed came from an outer source. It first came from Satan, who in turn gave it to the Roman Empire, who then gave it to the Papal Roman Empire, when in 313 AD, Roman Emperor Constantine embraced the Christian cause in a strange manner by mixing paganism with Christianity, which, by the way, elevated the church to a position of undisputed popularity and power. People go, "Oh, yippee, now we can continue on in sin and can still consider ourselves heaven-bound," just like that certain damsel in the book of Acts, who was proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and yet she was a diviner of spirits. She was a psychic, if you will. She had to have the demon cast out of her because she was mocking the Lord. You can't be saved in your sins. You're saved from your sins. The strange beast Daniel saw long ago did in fact come to reality in grand prophetic perfection, and it worked. It truly is a satanic masterpiece to see how people that claim to be followers of Christ openly embracing what Christ himself denied as pure Satanism in his word. Jesus warns of wolves in sheep's clothing long ago, and many of us do in fact have eyes that see this ravening wolf unmasked thanks to prophecy and the Lord's word defining it. Sad thing is, billions are missing these blunt facts merely because they choose not to open the Christian Bibles that they claim are their books in the first place. They claim Christianity as their faith. They claim the Bible is the book of their doctrines. but they won't open it. What excuse will they have when the Lord comes to end their lives? All their lives they've had access to that book that actually has prophecies that are 100% accurate. What excuse are they going to have? Think about that. It's 100% accurate. It's not like, you know, like with these psychics out there, that people, these psychics are making millions on people because they're 12, 13, maybe 15% accurate. I mean, normal human mistakes, like luck, if you want to. I don't believe in luck, but, you know, people can get anywhere from 8 to 10% correct in predicting things, just from getting lucky, if you will. All right? Psychics can, you know, they think that they're all that because they can get 12 to 15%. And then Jean Dixon, she was the almighty best psychic ever, right? And she was 18% correct. You know what that means? She's 82% wrong. But the prophecy of our God is 100% correct. What excuse are they going to have? None. Because the Lord did all that he could for them. They simply chose not to believe his truth. From 313 A.D. to 538 A.D., the power of the papacy came to be when it made alliances with all the surrounding nations that formed at the fall of Rome, with, of course, the exception of those three roots or horns that it uprooted, the Vandals, the Rulis, and the Ostrogoths. The prophesied cost of these alliances was what we see climbing to power again once again today. A sad mixture of Christianity and paganism within the church that has caused literally billions to go to Christless graves. And like in the beginning, it is indeed a very popular church with those that choose to ignore Bible facts. Over 1 billion souls claim Catholicism as their chosen faith at this time in history. That makes it the largest denomination on earth. That red flag alone should make people think it's time to get out. Because it's so friendly with the world, most people are getting into it. You can't have friendship with the world and claim Christ as Lord. And as of June 26, 2000, when the Pope became the leader of the One World Church, when the United Religions Initiative papers were signed in the same motel room as the United Nations were signed on June 26 of 1948, billions more have now joined the ranks with this popular blasphemer in Rome. Daniel did say he will destroy the mighty and the holy people. They're all coming together now. In addition to rising against Jesus, the Prince of Princes, and against his chosen people, the prophecy stated the papacy will destroy many of the mighty outside the Church of Christ to achieve its aim. The Crusades against the Muslims from the 11th to the 13th century saw countless scores killed by this evil entity. And by the way, this is why Muslims hate Christians. They think Christians are defined by what they see in Roman Catholicism and its history of how it attacked the Muslims. Little do they know that the Christians never did that. Catholics did it, yes. The Catholic Church did it, yes. The leaders. But Christians never did that. Christians don't do that. Roman Catholicism is not Christianity. And we also see the Spanish Inquisition of Rome, where even more were killed for their faith in Christ. You know, the sad fact is, we have only witnessed a comparatively few examples of its sinister schemes. In all, it has been estimated that over 500 million souls can be tallied. We can only guesstimate 500 million because there's a lot more than that. But we can get around 500 million confirmed as being tortured and killed by Rome. Still, Rome has done far more behind closed doors than we will ever know. I mean, look at the Vandals, the Heruli's, and the Ostrogoths. Three complete nations wiped out. How many people? We don't know. Fact is, the only reason we know about the particular events is because Rome is truly that evil. And the Lord saw fit to tell us in his word of these facts so as to have the evidence needed to make the wise decisions that we need to make today. The Lord knew we would have the additional knowledge in the last days, like Daniel chapter 12, verse 4 confirms. The Lord knew history would record what Rome did, and he also knew his children would take note of the prophetic events and the facts that link with the history in the last days. Thank you, Jesus. By the way, even if one doesn't read a Bible, one can tell what they're looking at when they look at the Vatican. Ever notice this? There are only three places on planet Earth that have these matching similarities I'm about to share. The Vatican, the Satanic Church, and the Church of Wicca. You know, the pagans or the witches. They all three, when they held masses or whatever, their leaders wear black clothing. And while they have special ceremonies, their leaders wear black hooded robes. In the Vatican, the Satanic Church, and the Church of Wicca. They also have special clothing to hold mass gatherings. They wear headdresses. They all use chanting in a mass or chanting outside the mass. They pray in circles. You know, the circle, the holy circle, they call it. Or they all use beads in prayer. The Catholic Church calls it rosary beads. And even the voodoo people have beads. And the pagans of old, they've always used them. The term mass itself is used by all three. Candles. Black candles, by the way, are used in the Catholic Church as well. It's not just in the Satanic Church and in the Church of Wicca. They all burn sandalwood incense. They all use repetitive prayer. They all have animal sacrifices. Some of them are using human sacrifices. You know, when they murder somebody, when the Vatican goes out and murders somebody, sometimes it's done as a sacrifice. It looks just like a regular murder to us, but to them it was a sacrificial killing. They all have sexual perversions. We know about the sexual perversions of the Satanists, everything from necrophilia to bestiality. And then we know about the Wiccans, you know, like with some of the witches with their covens and their orgies. But look at the Vatican with its perversions, with the homosexuality and the child molestation. They all do the coven thing. They all have women in cult-like laity. They all use altars, chalices, knives, real blood, pagan symbolism, pentagrams, crucifixes. You know, it's not just a cross. A crucifix is a dead man on a cross. And it's not my Lord on that cross, because he's been off of it for 2,000 years. They all use murder. They all use lying. They all use dualism. You know, the yin-yang theology. They all look at Halloween, Christmas, Easter, and all these other weird days as holy days. That's where the term holiday comes from. Holy day. They all embrace Lent. They all have... they all use statues and incantations and special powers for their priests. I mean, this list just goes on and on and on. I'm not going to bore you with the facts. Daniel chapter 8, verse 25 says, "And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Praise the Lord on high, people." The sad reign of the Vatican will end abruptly, very shortly, and without hand of any man on earth helping it out. Jesus will do this work at the end of the world. This destruction is not the end of its 1,260-year reign, which ended in 1798, by the way, but rather the end of its second and final reign, which will come at the end of Jesus Christ's return. The reason I preach this message, this third angel's and fourth angel's message, is not to have a big revolt or uprising against Rome. No. You can't stop what they're doing. You can't stop the USA government from doing what they're doing either, because it's prophesied to occur. All I preach is for you to get ready. It's going to happen. So who's going to be victorious? Daniel 7:27 says, "In the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom." An everlasting kingdom. That's the true meaning of life, people. Everlasting kingdom. "And all dominions shall serve and obey him." The very ones Rome has tortured and killed will no doubt be residents of that heavenly city, New Jerusalem. I am so joyful to announce that the prophecy about the Vatican does in fact end happily. The Almighty will soon put an end to the papacy's domination and evil acts and establish his everlasting kingdom for all those who have responded to his call for salvation. Rome and all its hellish agents will be perfectly destroyed, and Jesus and all his followers will be perfectly and eternally restored and eternally happy and alive. Keep them in your prayers, people. There's a lot of people, even in the prelates of Rome, like some of the cardinals, the bishops, and whatnot. These guys can gain heaven just like anybody else. So pray for them as well. You never know what's going to happen. So keep them in your prayers, especially your loved ones that are trapped in Babylon. Looks like we're about out of time for this portion of the broadcast. I'll be back in a few minutes. So please stay tuned to the Truth Provided broadcast.